Hoo-wee. I have a message from the Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. As we know, all kinds of things are happening. The enemy is being exposed in every level possible. And we ain't done yet. We've got still a lot to go through. As I was seeking, I keep hearing the Lord tell me for the last couple of days, breaking the sound barrier. I think I'm breaking the sound barrier. And so I was trying to go to a teaching this morning, and he kept telling me, breaking the sound barrier. I guess we're breaking the sound barrier. And he began to give me revelation in certain things. You know, the sound barrier, there is airspeed. And a sound barrier, when something is traveling at 747 miles an hour in an aircraft, it can break the sound barrier. That's why we hear a boom. Amen? Because it's moving faster than sound. Now, the atmosphere you and I live in is made of nitrogen and oxygen. It's a gas. Sound is the reaction of an object or a word that collides or travels through this gas. What's it do? It breaks the sound barrier. Now, there's a spiritual sound barrier and a physical sound barrier. Is everybody okay? So in this spiritual sound barrier, we don't realize the power of the words, our words. But he began to show me something around the words. In other words, when words were spoken, I saw every letter one at a time come together real quick, and then it was sealed with something. And as the words went forward, they penetrated and destroyed everything. But the ones were not sealed, the enemy just beat, like batted them, and they destroyed. I said, wow, what is this? He kept telling me, we're to break the sound barrier. And it's a spiritual sound barrier that penetrates and doesn't return void. And there's something connected that seals the sound barrier, these words. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. In other words, speak the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Man, we're seeing that escalating. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. You know, I was watching this morning on the news, a couple things, and certainly not secular news. And all of these people that are protesting, I mean, I think they're brain dead. They're protesting against the things that are being exposed of corruption, those that are stealing money from them, those that are killing their families and their children, those that are teaching their kids doctrinations and causing harm, those that are bringing them on a path of false religions and doctrines of demons. And they're protesting against those that are exposing it. How stupid can you be and still breathe? I mean, it's incredible. Like I said, they're either that stupid or brain dead. Even these judges that are coming against the things of what they're trying to do. I mean, can you imagine? They want to release the prisons in El Salvador and so forth and Venezuela or wherever, where many of these prisons, they're bringing back. To bring back the prisoners. They want to actually bring back the prisoners that we've exposed and removed from here. We ought to send them to these judges' houses. Let them live with them. No, but, you know. I mean, this is how crazy things are. Crazy. So what is he saying? We need to break the sound barriers. Why? We need to have the word spoken. We need to fight. We need to penetrate every area of demonic activity, every dark area of bondage and blindness and stupidity. That's all we can do is pray for these people and ask God to penetrate their minds and hearts and call destructive fire down on all their organizations and corporations. It's just incredible to me. I mean, they got thousands of these people all over protesting. It's just phenomenal to me. Why? They have itching ears, and they're gathering together, and they might be getting paid, but why would you go out there and do that for money? Why would you go out there and lie for money? No fear of God. No fear of God at all. They're hardcore, hard-hearted, selfish, self-seeking, confused, and they have no idea what the end result will be. If they got what they wish, this whole country would be destroyed. I mean, and they'd be destroyed with it, but they're too stupid to get it. Sheesh. Preach, speak the word. Speak it, preach it. Speak the word. What? Against the demonic forces. Listen, when they hear the word of God, it becomes harmful to them. It breaks the spiritual sound barrier to them. Even when you and I are praising, worshiping, what does it say? The Bible, the word tells us that God ambushes our enemies. When we clap and praise God, man, those demons can't stand it. They have to back away. Why? Because you're breaking the sound barrier and penetrating and driving them back. Light is pushing back darkness. Why? Because light will overtake darkness. But if there's no resistance, then darkness will overtake light. So there's got to be a force of righteousness behind it. In John chapter 18, in verse 1, please. That's why many, you know, so many people's prayers fall to the ground. Because there's something not connected to them to go forward. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. John 18, verse 1, let's speak it. When Jesus had spoken these words, when he had spoken the words, what happened? He went out with his disciples over the brook of Kedron, where there was a garden which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons, all physical. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things would come up upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus said to them, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. When he had said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Now think about that. When Jesus said, "I am he." Why? His words broke the sound, spiritual sound barrier, and pushed back darkness. Then he asked them again, "Whom are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. Therefore you seek me. Let these go their way, that the same might be fulfilled which he spoke, of those whom you gave me, I have lost none." Then Simon Peter, having the sword, you know, he was in the flesh a lot, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Now, So he cuts off the dude's ear. Jesus bends down, picks up his ear, slaps it on his head again. He's healed. So Jesus said to Peter, put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me? So he knew these things were going to happen. But the demonic presence in these individuals were shocked by Jesus' words as they fell back. Why? Because the spirit of life was penetrating the spirit of darkness. But of course, Peter was in the flesh and tried to protect Jesus. I don't think he realized that when he said that those guys fell back. Can you imagine that? Whole place falls back. All the soldiers and weapons dropped to the ground. And they're all trying to help each other up. And here Peter goes and takes a sword out, waiting for the dude to get back up. And then slices his ear off. 3 days late, Peter. Hallelujah. But again, it was the power of the words of God. The power of the words of God. In John 6, in verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were, who would not believe, and who would what? Betray him. Wow. Jesus' words are spirit, breath, and they are life. And they penetrate every spiritual sound barrier. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is what? It's living. And it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing or penetrating even to the division of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from its sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. It's piercing. It's traveling faster than light and sound, penetrating every fruit of darkness, every location, every one of their locations, and the intents to do harm to the offspring of God. Piercing every area, the word of God. Mark 16, 16. Again, the word of God is piercing or traveling faster than light and sound, penetrating every fruit of darkness. How many know sickness is a fruit of darkness? All of their locations and the intent that of their hearts to harm the offspring of God. Let's speak it. He who what? Believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be what? Condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. What's the word believe mean? Follow. Yeah. In my name. How many know Jesus' name is the most penetrating word there is? In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Jesus' words are spirit. They will penetrate the forces of evil, no matter what. As long as they are spoken and backed by the Spirit. Amen? So as I began to see these words that were almost like there were letters that were falling into place, making a word, and then they were sealed. And as they were going forth, it was like something re-entering the atmosphere. It was going so fast. And I said, what is the seal? And he said, faith. Faith is the seal of the words. Because the Bible says without faith you can't please God. And faith comes by hearing the word. Amen. Faith is what seals the words and goes forth. Hebrews 11, verse 1 and through 4, please. Now, faith is what? Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of thought. Faith is the substance of thought that seals the words of God when spoken. Faith. Now, faith is the substance that things hope for. Well, things are hoped for. What are they hoped for? In your mind, in your soul. The evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by what? The Word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it, being still dead, he what? Speaks. Speaks. Why? Words that are sealed by faith never stop. They continue to go forth. Faith is the substance of thought that seals the words of God when spoken. Does everybody get it? Matthew 8, 5. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. Now, that had to blow everybody's mind that heard this and saw this. It blew Jesus' mind. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and another one, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great what? Faith. So his faith was going to seal what he was requesting from God. Not even in Israel. So anything that's sealed is protected. And I say to you that many will come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into the darkness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and you as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. What faith? Soldiers' words of request were sealed with faith. That's why the Bible says, when you ask for things, believe. In other words, seal it with faith. That's what believing is, not only to follow, but we're sealing our words with faith. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, please. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. And we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to what? Death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I what? Spoke. If he believed, he had what? Faith. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. He spoke because he believed. He had faith. To have something spoke means past. To speak means present. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, please. God, who at various times and various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. More excellent, more powerful. It's the most powerful name in the world. It's the most anointed name. It's the most powerful word. He created the universes, upholding all creations of past and present and future by the word of his power. What? To protect and to penetrate. To protect and to penetrate. You know, the enemy wants to discourage us all the time. So that we become complacent, compromising, and just do things without faith. And he knows if he can get us in that position, nothing changes. It stays the same. And when we speak in faith, things that are backed by faith and are sealed in faith, there is an answer. And that answer will not only increase your faith because you're being answered, and you'll know what to do. God releases wisdom and understanding. And wisdom what? Tells us what to do, and understanding tells us how to do it. And when that begins to happen, it becomes sealed by your obedience in faith. See, obedience will seal certain things because, why? You're doing it in faith. Hallelujah. Daniel 10:10. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you. And stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come because of your words. Boy, those are words that were sealed, weren't they? Those were prayer requests that were sealed. But the prince of the power of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael and one of the chief princes came to help me, for I had been left there alone with the king of Persia. Now, I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the what? Latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. When he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. Were his words penetrating? Yes. And suddenly one having like the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, my Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me, and I have retained no strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk with me, my Lord? As for me, no strength remains in me. Now, nor is there any breath left in me. Then again, the one having the likeness of man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened. Why? His words were not going to return void. They were sealed. And said to me, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. Daniel. That's how he was doing. See, his prayers were sealed with faith. And it penetrated everywhere. He broke the spiritual sound barriers and penetrated and touched the heart of God Almighty. And God released his angel to bring a message. There was no message, a vision or dream. It was a direct contact from the throne room of God carrying a message from God to Daniel all the way. And I'm going to close it at Revelation 1:12. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. In the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool and white as snow. His eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. And his voice is a sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun shining in strength. And I saw him. I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who was and lives, who was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death. Write the things which you have seen, and things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches." Oh, hallelujah. The Bible tells us when two or more gather together, he's in the midst. So he's in the midst. He searches us through. He sees if we receive things by faith. You know, so many people have a hard time receiving things by faith. They have to be proven to them all the time. Jesus proved it by dying on the cross and rising from the dead. That should be holding faith enough. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask that you seal these words today that are planted in us so that they would grow barren fruit for your glory and they would penetrate to break every spiritual sound barrier and penetrate darkness and bring light into all areas in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.